If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, starting your day off with us. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. It being Eating Disorder Awareness Week, Breezy and I just wanted to talk about that and also check in with you guys. If this is something you have ever battled alone or behind closed doors, Breezy and I want to try and make you feel a little less alone. And with that being said, I know this is something that Breezy herself has been very open about. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I know last year we talked about this a little bit.
Yeah.
This time around, I think it's probably going to sound a little bit different.
Yeah, for sure. As Moose said, this week is National Eating Disorder Awareness Week. And again, if you've been listening to our show for any volume of time, you know that this week is very near and dear to my heart. At least 30 million people of all ages and genders suffer from an eating disorder in the U.S. That's a pretty harsh number.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them. I had bulimia as a teenager, suffered from anorexia as a young adult. That led into a binge eating disorder in my 20s. I've truly experienced all of them. And although it's hard to talk about, the reason I make mention and hold space for this year after year is because I know there are so many listening right now, young, old, somewhere in between, that either had or currently have an eating disorder, whether they identify it as such or not. Every 52 minutes, at least one person dies as a direct result of an eating disorder. And eating disorders have the second highest mortality rate of any mental illness. It can be a very lonely, isolating, and shameful disease. And I felt all of those. And I know that anybody who's experienced an eating disorder has felt that too. Mm-hmm. And again, trigger warning, we are going to get into eating disorders and you know, medications and things of that nature. So if it's not for you, I completely understand. Just wanted to let you know. Shedding light on the topic, I mean, it's a huge release, not only for me to be truthful and honest with our audience, but I also think it's important to let people know that they're not going through it alone. They never have been alone. They never will be alone. And if you've missed our conversations in the past, I'm not going to get into like my exact story. I think I have other things to touch on today, but it is going to be linked on our Instagram for you to check out those past conversations. Again, today's conversation is going to look and feel a little different than past conversations that we've had, because although we are on the radio and you can't necessarily see us, if you listen religiously or you follow me on Instagram, you can see that my body has gone through significant changes in the past year, and I've gotten a handle on my physical and my mental health very much so within this past year. I've gotten into an extremely regimented yet healthy workout routine, and I am proud to say that I have lost 70 pounds since last March.
I definitely tip my hat to you for that. I've seen your growth, and I've seen your weight loss throughout day after day after day, and you've definitely... I mean, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
It's not at 70 pounds.
it's a lot, right? It's monumental weight loss.
You're a new person.
And this is nothing like super new to me, right? Like I've been consistently working out for 10 plus years. I've been in treatment for eating disorders with groups and therapists and nutritionists for a number of years too, right? But there's something new that has really helped me get to where I need to be in order to live a long, healthy, happy, mobile life. And that's the incorporation of a GLP-1. And for those of you who aren't familiar with a GLP-1, it's a medication used to manage type 2 diabetes and obesity. They work by mimicking a natural hormone to regulate your blood sugar levels while also promoting weight loss. They stimulate the pancreas to produce more insulin, and therefore that slows down your digestive system and reduces your appetite. Now, obviously, if you're any human living on Earth, you've heard the buzz around these medications, whether it be the raving reviews that people have or the absolute scrutiny and heat that they've taken as well. They've become pretty hush-hush and taboo, and people who are on them are really scared to let others know that they're on them due to the backlash and anger. Although they may have never felt better in their entire life, they do feel a sense of shame because of the preconceived notion that people who are on these medications are liars, they're cheaters, they're lazy, they're corner cutters, etc. You can head to TikTok for the full list of comments on that one.
Sure.
But the reason I feel so strongly about talking about this is because as authentic and as honest as I am here as my role as your morning show drive bestie, I also felt scared. I also felt shame. This past year has been really hard for me, although there's been so much growth, like Moose said, although there's been so much pounds shed and, you know, easier to move and feeling good in my clothes and my body and my life for once. Although I have felt so amazing personally, I felt like I couldn't talk about it. And I can truly say I've never felt better about myself mentally, physically, or emotionally. And I'm not going to say that, you know, I'm 100% wiped of eating disorders and I'm cured completely. That's not true and that never will be. But my food noise and my constant thoughts and obsession with food and meals and what am I going to eat next and I can't have that, that's too much. That's not a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
With this medication, not a thing anymore for me personally, from my personal experience.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I've seen others and individuals and even friends of mine struggle who've treated their next meal as an event.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time. It used to be so severe for me as I'm eating my lunch. I'm not even remotely close to being done with it. I'm thinking about what's for dinner. What am I going to have after this? It was like a hyper fixation. And now I'm eating to fuel my body and I'm not eating for comfort or to fill a void, which is something that 44% of obese individuals do. So trust me, if you're listening to this and thinking to yourself, that's me, you're not alone. And no, I'm not a doctor and I'm not recommending this medication to any Joe or Sally off the street. What I'm saying is that I have been working with a doctor who monitors me, my body, my progress, blood work levels, etc. And I truly believe that eating disorder recovery, weight loss, wellness, and doing what's right for you and your body is not a one-size-fits-all. I truly encourage anyone who's struggling with this feeling of hopelessness that when it comes to your physical and mental health, to look into every option. Because for years, I had been working out, and I had been dieting and cutting back and doing all the things with zero movement and zero results.
Mm-hmm.
And over the past year, I've really changed my eating habits with the help of this medication. And no, it's not so much restriction for me because we all know, we talked about Frugal February yesterday. We know how I do right. with restriction,
it's,
right?
It's terrible. It really comes down to that healthy balance.
And I really am simply eating less processed food. I'm consuming a lot more protein. I'm working out 5 to 6 days a week with a mixture of strength and cardio and all of the things. And again, I will reiterate one more time, I'm not reinventing the wheel here. This isn't something that I have never tried before. I've done it all. But with the help of this medication, I've seen the scale move so significantly that it's been life-changing. And this medication is just one tool out of so many tools in my toolbox that have contributed to my complete and utter transformation. All right. And the comments that people who are on this medication receive when others find out mm-hmm. that they're on it are almost never positive. Well, you're just going to lose all your muscle. So that's how you're going to lose weight. You're going to gain that weight back the second you get off this medication. You're going to get cancer. You're so lazy. You should just go to the gym and eat less. By revealing that I'm on this medication, I understand that I'm opening myself up to these comments and this scrutiny. And I agree, like, it's not for everyone. And that's totally fine. But at the end of the day, it's not your body. It's not your life. And I'm going to do what's right for me, for my health. And I'm going to continue to share my story for those who are struggling to live a healthy, happy life. And they feel so stuck, because I felt so stuck for so many years. It was debilitating. I have so many people in my life whose opinions have helped me and hurt me. And at the end of the day, I need to do what's best for me. And I encourage you to do what's best for you. So if you're struggling with disordered eating, or you're struggling with thoughts around this medication, whether you're on it or you want to go on it or you don't think you can go on it, or any body image issues whatsoever, listen, my DMs are always open and I'm always free to talk. And I get it, because honestly, like, I'm just like you. I really am. Like, it comes down to like struggle and mental health and physical health. And at the end of the day, like, you need to do what's right for you. Mm-hmm. And if that opens me up to a world of scrutiny in my Instagram or TikTok or DMs, comments, so be it. It is what it is. But like, there's so many people out there who are struggling, and I want to be a voice for those people, because some of them don't have one. And I want everyone to know that, like, it's okay if you're in this space. And you can also reach out to the National Alliance for Disordered Eating Hotline. It's 866-662-1235. That's my truth. And I'm not ashamed of it at all.
You shouldn't be. Thank you for opening up, Breezy. So many people are facing a battle others know nothing about. And don't ever feel bad for getting a little extra help. Especially when you feel like you're in a corner, you've done everything, you've tried everything. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Breezy, you work out harder than anybody I've ever met. Way more than I ever have. And you know what? I am so proud of you and everything you've accomplished. Are you opening yourself up to negativity? Sure, because we've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on that other side. We've seen it.
Yeah.
But don't, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, you're getting a little extra help and you're doing what's best for you in your health.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about that.
I think what really turned the corner for me was when I turned 30, like, everything really came to a head.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen, I'm getting older. I'm in a new era, a new decade of my life. And I want to be around to see my life through and do all of the things that I've always dreamt of doing. And I don't think I can really do that, or I would be doing myself a disservice if I didn't get a handle on this. And again, it's a struggle and it's a journey, and some days are harder than others, and it is what it is. But
it's hard because a lot of us go through life without truly being able to see our full potential. And
yeah.
We're our own worst enemy. You know, if we can just figure out a way to get out of our own way, we can really do so many great things in life. And I think a lot of us struggle with just that.
Yeah.
And it's the competition that we have, not with other people,
with
but
ourselves.
With ourselves.
And I did figure out my way. And I've literally never been happier. So if you're going to be upset about that, that's a you problem.
We're so proud of you. And the people that love you the most are always going to be here to support you. 585-252-9800 is the number. If you guys have any comments, if you want to open up about your struggle, we're going to keep the conversation going. And of course, Hi Moose, Breezy on Air, 98 PXY Rochester is our socials. We're very active on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always there if you guys have comments, concerns, or you just want to chat. And by the way, Breezy and I, we're out all the time. We see people. We love talking to you. There's been people that have reached out. Hey, do you guys want to get a drink or a coffee or something like that? We do it. We're more than happy to sit down with our listeners.
Yes.
We love you guys. It's the whole reason we do this.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we go through struggles. So do you. But The reason we love this job so much is because we enjoy being able to relate to everybody.
We're just like you guys.
And so...
just with a microphone, so...
We're going to take a quick break. And again, Breezy, that number, if somebody needed to reach out...
It's very important. It's the National Alliance for Eating Disorder Helpline. It's 866-662-1235.
It is Eating Disorder Awareness Week. We want to keep that conversation going. 585-252-9800. I know we really appreciate a lot of you opening up and showing a lot of love. A couple people want to reach out about their struggles, and we welcome that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this more.
Let's bring on Kayla Wilson. She's my trainer. She has a psychology degree, and I think it's really important to note that she is also an eating disorder survivor as well. Kayla, I would love for you to shed some light this morning because you've been by my side since day one, and I would love to know your thoughts on this.
Hi, Kayla. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me, Breeze. I'm super pumped to be on here and just kind of, you know, clear the air and support you, but also continue to spread awareness about eating disorders. So, I mean, Breeze came to me right in the very beginning prior to starting the medication and truthfully had this fear right off the bat of sharing it and kind of what would come with eating disorders and the backlash for it. I think one thing to note in what I have witnessed as Breezy's trainer is the work that she's put in outside of just the medication. So the working out, the fueling her body, the therapy appointments, the being open and honest with her recovery and where her mindset is and where she is in her eating disorder recovery as well. It was very honest with that and forthcoming in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, coming into something that is so touchy is challenging because, listen, we need food to fuel our bodies. We cannot, those of us with eating disorders, you cannot remove the piece that we control,
right?
Like other disorders and other diseases can, right? We need that each and every day. So I think that's where the fine line and the struggle comes from with this is that, unfortunately and fortunately, we need that piece to sustain life.
That's right.
It's definitely one of those fine lines. And I truly feel like if you haven't walked the path, it's very hard to understand. And, until you've been in those shoes personally.
Absolutely.
I'd like to ask, Kayla, because you are somebody that has been through this. You've dealt with an eating disorder. Breezy has dealt with an eating disorder. How long has it taken you or did it take Breezy to come to the point where you finally realized, hey, I might have a problem here? How long would you say that took?
Mine definitely took a couple years. Mine took me close to death for me to finally have a wake-up call.
Yeah.
So for me, it really, in the beginning, it was not a noticed thing from me.
Right.
It was parents and those type of things, but it really, it took a couple years because behaviors in the beginning were just behaviors and people thought we were taking care of ourselves or we were, you know, maybe doing something in a healthy way that then escalated because that was my source of comfort at the time or control at the time. And I think I really want to note one thing though, and I know that Breeze is going to talk about it, but that it's not something that just vanishes. This doesn't just go away. Her noise and her chatter and her mind has gone down the same way that mine has gone down, but it is not something that ever goes away. When you are dealt with an eating disorder, when you have this, you are constantly working on quieting the noise in your mind. You are constantly working on using what I call our tools to manage, so that we are living a healthy life. So I think it's something to note that she and myself and those of us in recovery can feel wonderful and be in a wonderful spot in our recovery, but it doesn't mean that whatever we're doing, the healthy things that we are doing to take care of ourselves have completely erased an eating disorder because an eating disorder does not go away.
I can imagine that anybody facing any kind of disease constantly has this eternal battle going on between them and the voice inside their head. For the people who are listening right now who might have a loved one going through something like this, what are some of the signs they should look out for?
Well, honestly, I feel like it varies a lot these days, because when I was first diagnosed, there was only bulimia, there was only anorexia. Now this day, there is so many variations of eating disorders out there. I think really what it comes down to, when you're noticing changes maybe in behavior, so restricting, maybe only eating at a certain time of day, using a certain plate, isolation is one of the biggest things. It is such a disconnecting disease that you are now just in a lonely space within yourself, but then are also isolating yourself from so many people that you become unrecognizable. And I don't mean by the physical.
Right.
I truly mean by the mental and the emotional. That I think that when you know, if you know your loved one well enough, you're going to know if something is wrong, correct? So it's one of those things of checking in. Okay, hey, how are you doing? And straying away really from what the behavior that you're seeing is, and rather more personally checking in on them and how they are doing. But the list could go on and on in terms of what you could see. You know, it could be...
It varies, sure.
Right.
Yeah, it could be in the bathroom more. It could be restriction. It could be isolation. Not wanting to go out, not avoiding meal, you know, a situation,
right.
Those type of... But the list could truly go on and on.
Kayla, I threw out the statistic earlier that every 52 minutes, at least one person dies as a direct result from an eating disorder. And eating disorders have the second highest mortality rate than any other mental illness out there. First of all, want to applaud you. You are such an inspiration to me for getting through this disease and this just absolute hardship that you went through. And you said you were close to death. And I think that a lot of people just look at eating disorders like, well, you just like, you know, skip a meal here or there. Like, no, it is actually a very, it's morbid. It's morbid.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, yesterday I had the privilege to talk to two families that sadly lost their daughters to this. It is, I roomed with women in treatment that sadly passed away. It is, the statistic is true. What are you doing in the next 52 minutes, right? Somebody could be dying from an eating disorder. It is not just missing a meal.
Right. There's so much more to that. I know it sounds like an easy, an easy fix,
right.
But that's not the case, especially for somebody who's battling it and facing it head on day in and day out.
Yeah.
Kayla Wilson, a personal trainer, thank you for coming on with us this morning and sharing your story and being a rock for our girl Breezy, too.
Absolutely. And if I could just leave one thing, I think the biggest thing I would say is use your voice. Continue to use your voice because it's one of your most powerful tools.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Kayla. You've helped so many just spread light and awareness on the situation. And, you know, this National Eating Disorder Awareness Week will be ending at the end of the week here. But that does not mean we stop talking. That does not mean we, you know, only shed light at this time of the year, at this week. It's constant and it's forever. And I appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you,
Thank
Kayla.
You.
Have a great day. We'll talk soon. Talking Eating Disorder Awareness Week. Breezy, thanks for opening up this morning and sharing your battle and the help that you've gotten. I know that was not easy for you, but you did it gracefully.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're going to take a quick break. You guys can always hit us up on our socials. Hi, Moose, Breezy on Air, 98PXY Rochester. If you ever need to talk.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're always here to listen. It's PXY Mornings.